What's in the news? Fake apps.
We found that there was hundreds of fake apps. Hundreds.
I'm Steve Kathan in CBS News. Deals in the stores, discounts online. It's the time of the year we shop.
I would say for most of my purchases, I do use my iPhone.
Nicole Barker's like a lot of other people shopping with apps. What could be easier? Chris Mason from Branding Brand, which creates apps for major retailers, has found hundreds of fakes that look real.
If you take those apps down and you get rid of that provider, you'll find them show up in a different form of a new name, new credentials. For every one you take down, there's two that come up.
Gary Malefsky of the cybersecurity firm Snoopwall
is collecting a lot of data.
Says it's just another way for criminals to get your personal information.
Some of these apps, these counterfeit apps, are so good. They give you a complete shopping cart experience. Everything through the congratulations, here's your order number, it's on its way. And then you never get the goods.
He says it's something else that's made in China by employees of companies there.
Some think that the Chinese version of the NSA is using these kinds of tools to collect a lot of information on people overseas. And time will tell.
So for shoppers like Nicole Barker, the best advice is be careful and wary about easy apps to make those holiday purchases.
Really scary. You trust those brands when you see them and you just accept or trust that that's who you think you're dealing with.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.